and Anita.
Hi, thank you, Pete. Now you're WJRZ. Yes, W.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, go ahead.
It's Frank Lombardo.
I figured I'd jump in since I didn't last time.
Meteorologist and cunning linguist.
Oh. Say what?
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 That's here. He is. He's a linguist. He's very cunning.
Wow.
Okay, good night, folks.
Well, I'm just gonna pull the license off the wall
now. Oh, I'm glad Pete fell off the wall also.
I'm gonna unstaple
that. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Two perfectly legitimate English words.
Absolutely.
Just last one.
What
just
do I do here again?
Everybody shut up now.
What do I do here again?
Just do the weather.
Okay, listen. First of all, I want to apologize to my nephew, Anthony. He's getting married tomorrow. And don't take it out on Uncle Frank. All right, now we can get to the weather. Today, a little bit of sunshine.
Hey, Pete, hang on there. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Oh, God. Hey, by the way, is my face red or is it pale white, completely white? Because right now I feel like it's beet red.
It's just it's striped.
It's striped. My face
is a little blemish pink.
Very nice. Oh, my God. God have mercy on my soul. God have mercy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, I couldn't reach. Well, never. It doesn't matter. Just go. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
Time to take the boat.
No, I've been doing this 37 years. I've had a good run. That's the way I'm looking. I've had a good run. You know, I started out at the shore. I hit the big time. I'm back at the shore. Everything's good.
Oh, blame me. You blame me for everything anyway.
It is your fault. It's all your fault. Pete, stop laughing.
It was a good comeback.
It was.
Well,
we can't breathe.
It all goes downhill from here. I'm talking about the weather. A little bit of sun this morning. Not a whole lot. It's cold this morning. A couple parts in the state. A couple spots down in the 20s this morning on Sunday. I got to get out of here. I'm meteorologist Frank Lombardo at the WJRZ Jersey Shorecast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 34 degrees at 100.1 WJRZ.
6:37, some VIP passes to the big Halloween hot tub bash coming up. Morning.
Big J and Anita in the morning. 100.1.
Music and the most fun in the morning.
What's a dazzling urban night like you doing in a rustic setting like this? The Jersey Shore Morning Show with Big J and Anita. 100.1 WJRZ.
You can't talk when the announcer's talking. You're not allowed to do that.
Choose your palooza.
Especially that guy. He gets angry. Did you ever see his face get red?
Ooh, I have.
Throws things. So it happened once, actually.
What year? 1974?
73. Yeah,
right. Thank you.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and I hope you're having a good day, everybody. It's time to play Choose Your Palooza. Now, Anita, my friend, why don't you explain the game?
The idea is this.
Yes.
We encourage active investigation into geography, topography, history, and all sorts of things relating to the various areas that comprise our wonderful state of New Jersey. For those of you who are north of the Raritan River, we have our Benny Trivia.
Benny Trivia. Benny is somebody who's getting the benefits of the shore, who come down here and ruin our land.
Excuse me?
And what?
Some of us enrich the landscape.
Right, who come down the shore and they, leave their stuff behind in your front lawn.
I could have stayed home. Right. Instead, I came down here made my new home in Poached Egg.
Near
the border of Lava Lamp.
Right, okay. But you're good. You're good. You're allowed.
Then we have Piney.
Piney Trivia, which would be like me.
Would be like Monmouth, Ocean, bits and pieces of Burlington and perhaps Atlantic.
Yeah, northern parts of Atlantic.
Yeah.
You know. Once we get into Cumberland and that's like
that's a little
Appalachia.
Bit too much.
Really, we can't deal with that.
Also, we have Shubi.
Shubi. Now, the Shubi, that's the vague one.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, Shubi just is like the end of a Frank Sinatra song. But actually, it's...
Actually, I think Stevie Wonder.
Well, that too. Shubi Dooby Doo Da Day is a very good record, by the way. Shubi is someone who brings their possessions with them in a shoebox and spends the day here at the shore. Those are the people from Philadelphia and the western suburbs and also the eastern shore of the Delaware River.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people in Camden and Cherry Hill, places like that.
Mount Holly.
Mahali. Yeah. Well, no, that's a little too far north.
A little too far
north?
Yeah,
it's a little too far north. That's sort of out of the Philadelphia metropolitan area. Mm. Sort of. It's still part of it, but it's, yeah, nobody cares.
It is, but it isn't.
Well, actually, you can hear us very well in Mount Holly.
Okay.
Oh, we boom in there. It's the only place we do, but we boom in there. You
know? And everybody needs a little boom now and then.
We boom in Mount Holly. We're number one in Mount Holly. Mm-hmm. True.
And number 13 in Pittsburgh.
By the way, this just in, a deer was struck at 2 a.m. on North Lake Drive near Hope Road in Lakewood. The deer fled the scene. No, that was a headline.
Did anybody get the number on that deer?
I swear to God, that was a headline in this morning's Asbury Park Press on their website, on their up-and-coming news, like on their updated news.
Deer flees scene of accident,
right,
film at 11.
Right. Now, meanwhile, the deer that hit my car, nobody wrote anything about here in Manahawkin. When I hit the deer, actually, the deer hit me, nobody wrote that the deer fled the scene. I'm dealing with the insurance company now, but no, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Anyway, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Please.
Choose your palooza, please. Is the music running out yet? No, good. Thank goodness. Dave in Manahawkin. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Come on. How you doing?
Pretty good. All right, now, what do you have?
Benny.
Benny Trivia.
Okay.
That's hers.
It's Steve, not Dave.
Steve?
Steve?
Yeah.
Why don't you make up your mind what your name is, please?
I'm sorry.
You said Dave.
My name is Steve. When you said before, who is it? I said Steve.
It sounded like
it's,
Dave.
We're getting used to a new phone. Please forgive us.
All right.
In any event, which Crossroads community was first part of New Barbados in Essex County, then part of Saddle River Township in Bergen County, then part of Manchester Township in Passaic County, before assuming its current name?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Wayne.
Hold on a second. Did he say Wayne?
I think he did.
Whoa, very good. Excellent job.
Thank
you.
Wow.
From there, Steve?
When I called in yesterday, I missed it. So I figured I'd give it a shot again today.
Where are you from, that area?
Originally, yes.
Yeah.
From Ramsey.
Very nice.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, down really. In Ware Town.
From Ramsey to Ware Town. What a
culture
shock. That's
quite a schlep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen.
All right. Listen. Again, it's Steve from Bruno's.
Good
morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You win up to $3,100 with 10 Thrills, Chills, and Bills lottery tickets from the New Jersey Lottery.
Thank you.
Very good. Hang on the line. 100.1 WKRC. Right off the bat there, Anita. Right off the bat.
How about that?
Look at that, huh?
Looks like I need another Benny question.
That's right. JRZ.
WJRZ Jersey Shore Morning Show.
Anyway, we say good morning.
Big J and Anita on 100.1 WJRZ.
Well,
that's offensive.
I know it is. Highly offensive. Sort of like this show. And here's the deal. Today we have a cool prize. A box set of season one of The Big Valley. Remember that show?
Very cool.
Remember that show, The Big Valley? Who was in that?
Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Stanwyck. She was hot even when she got old.
Mm-hmm.
She really was.
Lee Majors.
Oh, Lee Majors had
Linda Evans.
Before the bionic arm.
Yeah.
I wonder if anything else was bionic on him.
Ask Farrah.
She's not too askable these days, apparently. She's not doing well. Maybe that's why.
Well, there you go.
Maybe the bionic parts got her.
Alrighty then.
Anyway, that's the prize today.
The burning bed doesn't get you, the bionic parts will.
All right, what do we have for the gossip?
This is one of the funniest things I personally have heard in years.
All right.
We told you about Barbara Streisand's comments at her concert in New York to a fan she found offensive.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's made it into a dance record.
Get out.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Do we have a copy of it? Can we find it?
But I'll tell you where you can go to.
Oh, we can't play it because it's got an offensive thing.
Well, we can't play it because it has a word we can't play on the radio, but there's nothing that you can do to stop it on your computer.
That's true.
You'll find it at myspace.com/revolucian. R-E-V-O-L-U-C-I-A-N, because the guy who put it together is Lucian Plain, a.k.a. Revolution. And he turned it into this really funny dance track that is, I've heard it, it is a riot.
Okay. So now you made everybody leave the radio and go to their computers. Nice.
No. Nice. You can go to your computer while the radio is on.
Well, that's true. And you can also listen to us on the computer while you're at it, too, I guess. If you can have it
you
in
know,
a separate
window. You know, most sound cards will accommodate more than one thing at a time.
See, I can't do more than one thing at a time.
Well, there you go.
I can't chew gum and do one another thing.
Do you wear women's underwear?
Do I what? Do I wear women's underwear?
Well, Rod Stewart says he doesn't anymore.
anymore.
Right.
So that means he did.
Yes. That's he weird. Says that he last donned female undergarments during his relationship with Britt Eklund in the 70s.
Well, he wore her underwear? I'd wear
he
her underwear.
He said it was only because I didn't have any of my own. I didn't want to have a panty line under me tight trousers.
You know, I always thought he was a little, well.
Well, actually, I was going to save this like for as a trivia question, yeah. But Long John Baldry, may he rest in peace, right. Actually nicknamed Rod Stewart Phyllis. This came out in an interview last week, and I was sort of sitting on it, so to speak.
Is he going to McGreevy's wedding?
No.
I don't know.
No, and it's not legal yet, so. Speaking of things offensive.
It ain't going to happen, by the way, I'll tell you right now.
That's not part of Hollyweird. That's later on.
All right, fine.
South Park pokes fun at Steve Irwin in a new episode.
No, pokes fun. That's in poor taste.
Yes, it
they
portrays...
They poked fun at Steve Irwin, the guy who got stuck by the
It portrays him with the stingray sticking out of his chest.
Come on. That's foul.
It aired last night, did it?
That's foul. Night before?
Oh.
A couple nights ago.
It aired Wednesday.
Wednesday,
night.
All right.
Okay.
Yikes. That's terrible.
Steve Irwin was seen hosting a Halloween party with guests including Adolf Hitler and Diana, Princess of Wales.
Oh, they've gone over the line now.
Well, a spokesperson for the cartoon says we've offended people in the past and probably will again.
Wait a minute, hold it. They had him with the thing stuck in him. They showed him. Now that's wrong. By the way, did they bury him with it like that, or did they take it out? No, he pulled it out himself. Oh, he did. He pulled it out himself. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I really did. I was in the hospital when all this happened. I think.
Right, you were getting things stuck into you at that point.
Exactly. I have enough. Never mind.
No. Nicole Richie is seeking the help of medical professionals in her quest to gain weight. I know, most people just eat.
Right.
Elizabeth Taylor is denying media reports that she was considering marrying for a ninth time, saying her private life and future plans will remain private.
I thought she was dying.
No, she says she's not.
No.
We have to believe her. She, I guess, could know best.
Because I read those magazines in the supermarket, and it looks like she's 100. No, it looks
That's
like she's all
nice.
Shriveled up and 100 years old.
Well, you know, the magazines take pictures deliberately to make you the worst possible. You don't want to know what they'd make you look like.
They don't have to really do much. These days, they take a natural photo and it's fun. It's real, actual.
Speaking of not having to do much to get in the news, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes will be getting married November 18th.
Oh, shut up.
In the immortal words of Pete Torriello,
who cares?
Thank you. I'm just flinging papers.
She's flinging papers all over the room now. She's editing as she's going along.
Yeah, there's just too much crap here. The father of the 13-month-old Malawian boy that Madonna is trying to adopt says he's afraid that criticism of her plans is going to get her to drop the efforts.
All right, hold on a second. Can I say something here? Yeah. May I, please?
You may.
All right.
You may.
Did the guy willingly give up this kid or not?
Yes, he says he did.
Okay, well then what is the problem? Why are we still talking
about
it?
Case closed.
It should be case closed.
But it's
not. As a matter of fact, the father said, these so-called human rights activists are harassing me every day, threatening me that I am not aware of what I am doing. I'm afraid David may be sent back and the orphanage may not even accept him back. So where will he end up? Here, he will certainly die. So Madonna tries to do a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way,
these people who have no vested interest, they're just complete outsiders, have decided that she was flouting rules. The bottom line is it good for the kid?
Likely, yeah. Anything out of Africa is probably better than being there, I guess. Yeah.
If the father...
Even sitting with a woman who can't pronounce words right because she's trying to be an English person.
Well, that really doesn't matter because, kids tend to learn on their own anyway. Think of your kids' vocabulary. They didn't necessarily learn all of that from you.
Oh, you should see my kids' mouths.
Yeah.
Finally, which brings us to our Hollyweird trivia question, which has nothing to do with any of the foregoing.
Especially my daughter. She can do it with the sailors.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the... And not forget the...
She's going to kill me too, by the way. She's going to kill me.
Blame it on the Benny Roots.
Right, okay.
Okay, the publicity is starting already for George Clooney's new film, The Good German, also starring Cate Blanchett and Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
The movie poster is an homage to which classic?
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. The poster has actually been out. It was featured in one of the local papers yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's been in some magazines. And when you take a look at the poster for this movie, you'll say, I know that. That was a...
Blank. All right. Okay.
732-505-1001.
Wow. She even does the phone number for me now. What am I, moot on this program now?
Yes, you are moot.
I got to do something. I got to give some kind of verbiage. All right.
Say call now.
Call now.
Say here's Pete Torriello with the traffic.
Here's Pete Torriello. WJRZ traffic update.
Yeah, and the traffic still looks good here. Now bring the sunglasses along because you're going to need them. It's a brilliantly sunny morning. And 30-minute delays at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. This report is brought to you by Chaser Plus. This Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own monster mash, use designated drivers to prevent accidents and, of course, Chaser Plus to help prevent hangovers in case anybody wants to get stupid. Buy Chaser Plus at Walgreens, CVS, and Duane Reade. read, and pardon me, there's the hotline. Yeah, hi. Oh, it's Jay's daughter. Yeah, hi. Yeah, what did you want to say? Oh, okay. All right, anything else before you go? Well, thank you. Goodbye. Holy mackerel.
I know. I told you, I warned you.
You were right.
I warned you.
Ooh-wee.
Very good.
And you know something? If you ask your daughter one more time about getting more than toaster,
yep,
you're going to be hearing the same thing.
I'm going to get the same thing. You know it.
That's very funny.
All righty then.
Are you done?
I believe I am.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Now your WJRZ Jersey Shore traffic.
Yeah, hold on.
No, that was traffic. It's a Jersey Shore cast.
Hold on. Sponsored by Marine Max. Marine Max, the Sea Ray distributor with locations throughout New Jersey. 1500 Riverside Drive in Brickeytown. Call 732-840-2100. Now
why,
you may
thank
speak now.
Increasing clouds today. Some showers before the day is over. High 50 to 55. Rain heavy at times tonight. Windy. Temperatures rising slowly through the 50s. Sunday high 50 to 55. We've lost one. It's 33.
Get out of here. We lost one?
We lost one.
Sorry to hear that. All right, so let's go to the phones, shall we?
Oh, sure.
That's not going to work like that. It can't. It
okay.
Can't. All right, who's this?
This is Orlando.
Who?
Orlando.
It's Orlando in Forked River.
Very nice. Yes. Yeah, what can we do for you?
I wanted to take a guess on that question.
Certainly.
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That was fast.
Yeah, that was fast, and it's accurate, too. Very good. Excellent job. Holy moly is right. You did a good job. Very nice. Okay. How'd you know that, by the way?
I actually saw it in the newspaper a couple of days ago myself.
Which paper?
Probably the Ledger or the Press.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it in the Press.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought you went for the real paper.
No, the real paper didn't make its way here.
Why I meant the Observer. That's the real paper.
Right.
The one with Don Bennett, where you can't understand what the hell he's writing about.
Well, congratulations, Orlando. You've got it.
Very good. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Very good. You win the Big Valley. Did you ever see that when it was out?
No.
No.
Well, you will now.
How old are you?
52.
50, and you, well, come on, you're like a half a year younger than me. You never saw the Big Valley on TV?
Maybe that channel didn't come in on his TV.
Maybe that channel didn't come in on his TV. All right, hold on a second. We'll be right with you. It's 7:49. Make it 7:50 on JRZ. Morning, everybody. It's 8:15. I am your original Big J.
I am Anita Bonita.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't kidding about that accident there. A deer was struck by a car at 2 a.m. This morning on North Lake Drive near Hope Road in Lakewood, but the deer fled the scene of the accident.
How irresponsible.
You know, that deer should get a ticket. I think this
Did anybody get the number on that deer?
I don't know, but Nathan's Lakalakovich of Lake Weird called the police to report the incident at 2 a.m. and
That's Zlikovitz.
Is that what that is? Anyway, but the cops came and the deer was gone. They haven't determined the extent of the deer's injury. So if anybody sees a deer walking around going,
"Oi,
oi, it hikes!" You know, it's
take him to the nearest precinct.
It's time to call the cops. Oh, I'm dying! I swear this is the headline in the paper. I couldn't believe when I saw it. I just went on the website for a second just to see if there's any updated news, and that was their news.
They called the SWAT team, and they have the deer cornered.
Right, in their sights, right. It's very funny. Very funny. Good job, press. Good job
Put
today.
Put down Excellent. Those antlers and come out. Truth is always better than fiction.
That's one of the best things they've ever done in that paper. Yeah, it's time to, you're right. It's time to bring out the SWAT team. It really is. Yeah. I think it's time.
Garden State Parkway has been good all morning here. North and south, Barnegat to Asbury. I don't know what we did to deserve that, but we'll take it. We are looking at about 45 minutes at the Lincoln Tunnel.
He hasn't gotten it yet.
Don't forget that 72 is going to have construction work starting at 9 o'clock on the Manahawkin Bay Bridge.
You are surrounded. Give yourself up, Mr. Deer.
Keep those antlers and come out, or we're going to throw in the smoke bomb.
This report is brought to you by Chaser Plus.
By the way, is it a kosher deer?
This, I didn't notice.
Is deer kosher? I don't know.
This Halloween.
Can they eat it?
Whether you're going to your favorite haunt or
throwing your own monster bash.
They haven't killed it yet.
Well, we don't know. It might be dead on the side of the road.
Then it's not kosher.
Does the Hasidim pick them up and put them in their station wagon? I don't know.
I really feel like I'm listening to short waves here. This Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own monster mash, Use a designated driver to prevent accidents.
Moisha, pick up the antlers. Don't let the tail hit the ground. Pick it up now.
Chaser Plus to help prevent hangovers. Buy Chaser Plus at Walgreens, CVS, and Dwayne Reed.
We don't want any waste. Pick it up now.
By the way, no deer were injured in the making of this traffic report. Pete Doriello, WJRZ, Jersey Shore Traffic.
Why, thank you, Pete. Here's your WJRZ Jersey Shorecast. Increasing clouds with some showers before the day is over and probably some deer, high 50 to 55. Rain heavy tonight at times, windy temperatures slowly rising for the 50s. Windy tomorrow, some heavy morning downpours becoming partly sunny later in the day. Early highs near 60 will cool a bit by afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, windy, and colder, low around 40. And on Sunday, in time for the Halloween hot tub bash, it will be partly sunny with a high of 50 to 55. We've got a gale warning late tonight through Sunday night.
Oh, man. They're taking the Halloween decorations. Seriously, because a lot of people have them out there, and they're you know, they fly and they in the breeze and stuff.
Yeah, and the big lawn pumpkins full of leaves.
Really? Really got to watch
that. They can hurt someone.
I'm telling you, this could be projectiles. This is not good. Not
projectile
good.
Pumpkins. Right. Not a good thing.
Bring in the Halloween decorations, please. Thank you.
By the way,
yes,
it's 33.
819 JRZ.
Looking for a great deal.
In the morning, 100.1 WJRZ.